Chargers going to go for it on 4th and 2. And it's Lance throwing up top, touchdown, brought in by Will Dissly.
Oh, you know football's almost back when
Will Dissly.
Yes, your fantasy football.
You know, maybe Dissly going to give me anything this year? maybe somebody wants Dissly off the trade Will Dissly.
You know, I was looking up Latavius Murray's career stats. More rushing yards as a Bill, Latavius Murray or Trent Edwards?
Is Trent the one that ran out of bounds on a fourth down? I'll go with...
I think he threw it short.
I'll say Trent. Trent had more.
Murray by 4 yards. Yeah. Mm. Ty Johnson has more than Murray. Latavius Murray played here for 1 year. He did
how many yards was it?
300 yards rushing.
300 yards rushing.
And, that's Latavius Murray. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Friday. Cool out there today. Nice and cool. Temperatures expected to stay a little cooler. Humidity not a big issue. 74 degrees today and mostly sunny. It'll be nice out there. They've got High Lie on ESPN, the Ocho right now. So
it's the Ocho day, yeah.
We're off to a great start.
They have, they're promoting this stuff. Tonight at 6, Slippery Stairs, whatever that means. I saw Extreme Archery was going to be on at 8. I don't know what that means, but it's going to be archery and it's going to be extreme, I guess. High Lie, I'm watching it. I don't know how any of this works. They're wearing hockey helmets.
Yeah. Slippery Stairs, huh?
Is this something I could play anywhere? It kind of looks like racquetball,
asking if you wanted to get into High Lie, where's the nearest High Lie court?
Oh, that is a wall. I was going to say it's only 3 walls. There is another wall. It's just glass, I guess, so the fans can see. So it is. It looks like a bigger version of racquetball.
Has anyone in the chat ever played High Lie? There's a question for you.
I bet how many people are in the chat probably right now?
Streaming with us right now, we got a little over 120.
I bet one person's played High
Lie. One person's played High Lie?
Yeah. I bet one person's played High Lie.
You did earlier this week guess that 40% of golfers have a hole in one.
40%, that are like your handicap or around that territory or better.
Yeah.
It's still not that high. It's probably like 20% or 10%.
803-0550, our phone number. Injuries for the Bills. You know, Cole Bishop, Alec Anderson. We'll see. The big thing, aren't we only worried about the Hairston thing that it becomes this is why he was never right at any point this year? That's what the Bills did with Bishop. And It's not to say it's not a legitimate excuse. You just kind of have to be alert. That it would be unfortunate if it didn't get off the ground. His rookie season is derailed a little bit. I am comforted by, on the Hairston news, first off, that it's not as serious as we thought earlier in the week, but it is probably really good news that if you're paying close attention, maybe you tune us in today or you're on the stream today and it's the first day you've ever heard somebody break down this Bills camp, the silver lining on what happened with Hairston is that the Trey White looks good.
Yep.
Chatter had already been well underway. It's not like this week happens. Oh, I think Trey looks. It was Trey White looks good, and multiple reporters thinking Hairston's not going to start the year. Trey White looks really sharp out there. Looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sal earlier in the week, maybe on Tuesday, maybe Monday, referred to Trey White as the best player on the field. So, that's to me a really good sign. It's unfortunate that Hairston's timeline can be thrown off, but he doesn't have to rush back. And if it's a 3-week injury, which is what Ian Rappaport said, if it's a 5-week injury, he'll be ready by, the start-ish of the season, and they will not feel pressure because they have this gaping hole out there because Tre'Davious White has looked the part. So that's gone a long way to kind of making me feel like, all right, fine, it'll be fine.
Is he not, though, the starter? If he's in there, and I don't see any reason why Tre'Davious White would not be in there right now, is he not one of, the 5 starters, if not maybe 3, that will be wondering about how good they are, right away? Because for him, I don't know how good that's going to look. Sure, he looks good in training camp, but what am I going to do if I'm the Ravens?
I
had that guy last year. I'm gonna test him, I think, right away.
If I'm the Ravens, I had him in a different system. I feel
that's
like
right.
what my expectations of Tre'Davious White might be, he's, instead of playing the number 1 corner where the Bills have a guy over on the second spot, he's now the guy
because
the Bills have Benford. If it's Benford and Tre'Davious White as your 1-2, I almost want to treat that like pretend it's not Tre'Davious White. Pretend it's E.J. Gaines again. Pretend it's – I always go to E.J. Gaines. Pretend it's Levi Wallace again. The guy's not perfect, but he'll definitely –
But all of those guys have been guys that eventually you've been wanting to, to upgrade from.
Like which the Bills have wanted to upgrade from. But the results of what the Bills have done with a kind of just a guy as your second corner over
eight years,
they've been consistently excellent with that.
That's right. Like, would you expect him to look better if he plays half the season at least? Would you expect it to look better than Rasul Douglas last year?
Yeah. I would.
With Tre'Davious White.
I would.
See, I don't know why I should expect that.
Because Rasul Douglas last year, in a defense that got beat and took the ball away, he got beat and he didn't take the ball away. And that used to be his only thing.
Right.
So Douglas was a guy that was not considered to be super athletic. He was smart, heady, right? And that part of it didn't even really show up. He didn't give you the thing he was supposed to give you. So, yeah, I mean, better than Tre White? I'm adding in that I'm going to have Cole Bishop instead of DeMar Hamlin. Like, hopefully that works out as well.
That's the one I would be more optimistic about. But and I'm not saying Tre White can't be better than Douglas last year. But I think it's also very reasonable to expect, like, oh, remember what Josh Norman looked like in the Bills system? Yeah, that's what it's going to look like.
Right, which I think is just fine.
Then that was a guy they benched.
I think Josh Norman looked just fine, except for when Tre'Davious White missed the game and Norman had to be the number one receiver and cover A.J. Brown. Like, in that spot, that's not gonna cover it. But
that was a guy they benched, though.
How many games in?
He started – I mean, he only started three games that year, and then it was it. He's on IR to start the year. Then he starts three games. Then he's inactive a couple, and he comes back, and he's not the starter anymore. So maybe he was injured in the middle there, and then he came back.
It's another example of injured to start the year, and you're injured the whole year.
That's right. But that's an aged corner that was definitely done when he showed up. And I'm just saying that is not out of the realm of possibility for me with Tre'Davious White when he shows up on the field in the games that are meaningful.
It is an interesting question you ask there about you being more optimistic that Bishop will be an upgrade.
Yes.
Than
White.
You're more confident Bishop will be an upgrade over Hamlin than Tre'Davious White will be over Douglas.
Yes.
And I think that might only come down to one guy's young. And there's ceiling there, is it not? I mean, Bishop.
No, sure. That's right.
Right. I wouldn't dispute that, like, younger players, it's easier to picture a higher ceiling. But is it not also a little bit, I don't know, cliche to just think, oh, we're younger, so we're better?
It's that, but it's also he was drafted in the second round, so there's a talent level there. It's the profile of what Bishop presents being a little bigger and more athletic. And it is also that I'm just skeptical that this is nothing against Tre'Davious White. This would be any person you told me this about. If you've had a torn ACL and a torn Achilles and you are 30 years old playing corner, I'm not going to bet on that guy being an upgrade over a replacement level corner, which is to me what Douglas was last year. He was a replacement level corner. And that's about what I would expect Tre White's most likely outcome to be this year. And I think there's a chance that it's worse than that. There is bad injuries there for a tough position to maintain. You know, like, you gotta corner maybe more than any position is the one where you gotta have that peak athleticism. Like, you better be insanely smart, if not, because...
Which is what Douglas did not have.
That's right. And he didn't have the speed at the end, and that started to show up. But Tre White, to me, is just playing a position where, like, it's tough. You don't know where the guy's running. You're covering the fastest guys in the league, and you don't get to know where they're going before the snap. So, like, why does Hairston get drafted where he does? In part, he's super fast. And you saw it at camp a couple of times where he makes a mistake, but he's got that recovery speed that I'm not going to expect Tre White to have even a little bit of.
Can I give you something unintentionally hilarious?
Mm-hmm.
So, as we're talking about this, like, could Tre White be an upgrade over Rasul Douglas? I think this is a win for me, and I also think it's a win for you.
Okay.
I checked out their PFF grades.
Uh-huh.
Like, what did they grade last year for PFF? Rather than, you know, what are we going to do? Ask a million coaches how good these guys were.
Sure.
Douglas ranked as the 102nd defensive back cornerbacks. He ranked number 102.
Okay.
out of 116.
Okay.
Trey White was 104.
So, oh, like the same.
Yeah, same guy. But that, actually, I think that could be a point in your column. I feel like the point for me is that's Trey White somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Here, yeah, I think he'll be better. Douglas was 102. If the bet is, will Trey White grade out better than the 102nd best corner in football this year?
But wait, you're assuming that because of the Bills system?
Yes.
Douglas was in the Bills system.
Yes, he was in the Bills system.
So
that's right.
But that's what I'm making. It's possible in this system to be one of the worst corners in football.
That's right.
Douglas just did it.
Right, I know. And Trey White in this system is going to be better than Douglas. Granted, he might not even have to do it for the whole year. But Trey White graded that in the Rams and the Ravens. And the Ravens play a lot more man coverage than the Bills do, right?
Mm-hmm. They do.
So the Bills likely ask him to do different things. And can his coverage grade be better? It is hilarious. The two of them are just like right next to each other.
Right. And I wonder how that all went down. Like, what, did they sign Trey White because they thought he was better? Did they sign Trey White because Douglas wanted money? Trey White didn't.
They signed Trey White because, well, sure, they wanted a backup that was going to be cheap. And right. I think they. I mean, how different is this than Bosa for Vaughn? It's not that big a difference. It's kind of lateral, and they're thinking younger is a better idea. I mean, Vaughn could have come back.
Vaughn could have come back, but that's the opposite. Vaughn would have been cheaper than Bosa. And again, like I was Douglas thinking he was going to get like a reasonable contract from somebody?
He must be, because he has turned down Miami, who is like pursuing him.
Right, that's what I'm saying, where Trey White signed for almost nothing to come here.
The biggest difference between White and Douglas, and again, it's just PFF grade, like it's Douglas in rush defense.
Which at that point, like that's
right.
We're far down the list on what's important for corner at least.
Yeah, I might be falling in the trap where, you know, the Bills will be fine. Pretty much anything can happen outside of Josh Allen, and it'll be fine.
That's right, and I do think that, and I do think that the other pieces on defense coming together will, like, Trey White could even be as good as Douglas, or even maybe a little bit worse, and you just won't really care because the defense as a whole is going to be performing well, and they'll be insulating him. Because that is the point about, you know, the Josh Normans of the world, and EJ Gaines, and Kevin Johnson, and all these corners that have played for them, Levi Wallace, and they've gotten away with it because everything around them has been so strong and so buttoned up that that's where you're going to get the most out of those guys. And this year, maybe Trey White is still cooked and you won't really care or even notice that much because, oh, the defense is back to being like a top 10 defense in the league. And they're insulating him and they're not exposing him. But that won't mean to me that he is an upgrade over Douglas. It'll just be he's getting a lot more help than Douglas was getting last year.
803-0550, our phone number. If you want to chime in on that, you know, how you're feeling about Trey White, if he is pressed in duty for half a season, and he's probably going to play. And he had been winning the job. Again, another for me, calming effect on the injury to Hairston. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.